Welcome to yet another Substitute Intelligence edition of The End of the World. Here, we explore hysteria in general and the possible Democratic plot to bring down the economy. With officials banning access to the beaches and the boardwalks, I dragged this out of my old archive for sentimental reasons. But since the current flu tends to kill older people rather than the previous flus that killed kids, I suppose this fits with the previous pandemics media has largely ignored. Summer days. An observation from 1974. A child is supposed to smile at these summer days, even though they pass straight through his hands like sand grains through spread fingers. Strange ways smile wilt in the summer's noon heat. The lost dreams are the worst part about dying young. The empty seashells scattered on this beach. The out-of-reach cloud shapes their desperate fingers cannot touch and their fading minds cannot shape into crows or snow-topped mountains. It is not the fact that he cannot grow old, but the haze over his eyes that hides all that might have been imagined, the everything of happiness he can no longer bring into this world. His tiny footsteps vanish as the waves of the too soon wash over and wash them away, as if he never existed. No rage for love, or outrage at injustice, no poetic words to carve out his love inside his lover's heart, No father to hold a child of his own, to coo over, to grow old with, to cry with, the too soon waves crashing down, leaving only the haunting sound of seagulls to mourn his passing. Will Rogers once noted, "If you don't live under a government and it doesn't provide some means of you getting work when you really want it and will do it, why then is there something wrong? You can't just let people starve. So if you don't give them work and you don't give them food or money to buy it, why, what are they there to do? What's the matter with our country anyhow? With all the brains in high positions and all our boasted organizations, thousands of our folks are starving or on the verge of it. Millions of bushels of what are in the granaries at the lowest price in 20 years. Why can't there be some means at least of giving everybody all the bread they want anyhow?" There's an asteroid approaching Earth, and I can't wait for the media headlines to somehow find a way to blame Trump. And I'm scared most by the fact that Democrats may be desperate enough to have thrown our world economic into chaos to keep Trump from being elected. After all the BS we've gotten about Russians and Ukrainians, the economy has always been the deciding factor. When an economy is doing well, people tend to re-elect those in power. And since Democrats tend to look to the past for strategies, such as reinventing the Red Scare to imply some Russian conspiracy, is it not possible that they looked back to the crash of 2008 for inspiration? Trump wants to get people back to work by Easter, but this is not likely. The longer the pandemic goes on, the more hope Democrats have, even if their hopes are slim. If this was a Hail Mary pass by Democrats, it may well fail as miserably as their previous schemes, and actually may have made Trump seem more presidential than he could possibly have looked going into the current political season on his own. Still, it is only play Democrats have to prolong people's misery and for Democrats to somehow make it seem as if Trump is to blame. The real loser in this, of course, is media, which pumps out the positive test cases like public relations firm for the Grim Reaper. But notice, it isn't the public officials or media that are losing their jobs or seeing their businesses go under. And for those of you people who are isolated, either by choice or by National Guard, here's a little Liza Williams from 1969. There were, perhaps, degrees of darkness, just as she had learned the degrees of silence, the lesser silence of the noise outside that was silence still, because it did not speak to her of anything except the remoteness of other people's lives, the non-silence of their sitting together reading a long time ago, long time gone by, sitting there on the bench in the park reading. The silence between them, a long love poem of their mutual composition, and now darkness, darkness, and silence both creeping up on her, blotting out the colors that had made all the day's crystal prisms of delight. I guess the current national disaster reminded me of the Great Fire in Passaic in 1985, so I dredged this out of my archive as well. Are we next? The worst part are the people staring at me from the side, those spectators who came all the way from the other side of town to gawk, as if watching our lives go up in smoke is better show than the fireworks the city puts on each 4th of July. Even some of us gawk, standing on the rooftops across the street, watching one factory after another ignite, like bright red dominoes slowly tumbling in our direction, each of us wearing the same panicked expression that asks, "Are we next?" I don't want to be one of those down on the sidewalk wrapped in blankets people, still dripping from where the fire hoses caught us in their escape from the flames. There goes the paint factory,
The wallpaper factory, the tenement with the bakery at its bottom, hundreds of hoses mounting a defense against the advancing red steps, screaming children dying under the sound of the sirens when their feet stumble. Those who drip red get no blankets to keep them warm. Flames washing over their charred remains, and later, much too late, the fire hoses. While some jerk takes a snapshot to take back to safe homes on the other side of town. I have seen these pictures before in newspapers, the remains uncovered from the smoldering ruins, the scarred bodies, the loose teeth, the bits of cloth and leather that once housed a life. I am thinking of the grandchildren they will never see, and of the flames dancing over our heads, searching us out, looking to which of us they might take next. Fire trucks tucked into the dark recesses, sending up gushing arches of that the flames ignore. Flash pictures trying to capture the captivating awe only our eyes can catch. Shaded only by the dread, we might soon be dead or stranded on the sidewalk wrapped in blankets, dripping, dripping, dripping as the flames advance.
Stick around while I get my